Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And we are back in on WWL. Jeff Nowak alongside Charlie Long taking you up till 7 p.m. We hand off to the Saints Hour. Going to our talk and text line, we're going to bring in Joe Bartel, fantasy football expert over at RotoWire. You can follow him on X at JB Fantasy Sports. Joe, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. Happy to talk some football with you guys.
No doubt, no doubt. And so, hey, you know, we're 5 weeks into the season. This is when you can really start to tell whether you really biffed your draft, which I did in a couple of my leagues. Where do you, you know, what were the big mistakes that you saw being made over the first kind of month of the season?
Yeah, I was going to say that's an optimistic way of putting it. I think through 5 weeks, if you look at your team and say, well, I can stop playing fantasy football this year, there's certainly possibilities and rosters where that might be the case. And frankly, a lot of them are due to injury. I mean, I have a few Lamar Jackson teams that I might be able to struggle by on a week-to-week basis, but that's been a frustrating endeavor, especially if he's going to be out multiple weeks. And of course, Joe Burrow being the leading catalyst, the guy that's a top five drafted quarterback and out, going to be likely most of the season. But I think probably the biggest missteps that don't require injuries, I have been pounding the table for a long time. Don't draft Travis Hunter. Don't take Travis Hunter. We have no idea what's going to happen. And I think for a lot of people who invest, let's just say, a fifth or sixth round redraft picking him, you've come out on the other side saying, do I even get to play him? Should I be rostering him on a week-to-week basis? It's been pretty frustrating there. I also was kind of fading the Ladd McConkey part of things, especially after the Chargers signed Keenan Allen. And frankly, you kind of go through most of those late first-round, early second-round receivers. Yeah, the Malik Neighbors of the world, who of course done for the season, Tyreek Hill kind of in that mix too. But outside of Puka Nacua, you've probably been pretty disappointed with all of those. And in the case of Ladd McConkey, I liked Jaxon Smith-Njigba more than him. I liked Garrett Wilson more than him. He was frequently being drafted. It felt like at that back end of that second round. And again, you can make by with just having one of those mistakes with the Travis Hunters or Ladd McConkeys of the world. But we're not perfect, even the fantasy experts themselves. And when that happens, it ends up being that you'll have an issue in round two or three. And then, of course, your round seven guy gets hurt in round 10. And then you look at your waiver wire, or I'm sorry, you look at your lineup at the end of like week five here with a lot of buys. And like, boy, what happened here? So I think there's a few of the missteps, especially at receiver from fantasy draft season in August.
You know, Joe, before we look ahead and kind of talk about waiver wire pickups, just looking back on this past weekend and the fantasy duel that we saw between JSN and Igbuka, like two former Ohio State guys that just went off on the stat sheet. Igbuka finishes with 163 yards on seven receptions and a touchdown, 31 PPR points. JSN, eight receptions, 132 yards, a touchdown, 27 PPR points. In that format, this is the number three and the number four receiver right now, two really outstanding young players, and just seeing them kind of trade barbs in that matchup between the Seahawks and the Buccaneers was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was certainly great, especially for that late afternoon window, which kind of salvaged an overall day of football that was frustrating from a backup quarterback perspective. But you're right, and, you know, JSN, like I talked about, I liked him a lot. I had gotten on the Igbuka train late, especially after we learned more that Chris Godwin was going to be unavailable for the first couple weeks of the season, and then Jalen McMillan was placed in the injured reserve, their younger outside talent, deep threat for the Buccaneers that did good work last year. It was like, well, I mean, it's going to be Mike Evans and Igbuka, and that's about it. And especially with the way Baker Mayfield has been playing, and frankly, Sam Darnold, too, if we want to go that direction with JSN, there's a reason why these receivers are so fantasy relevant right now. And I think I look at Puka Nacua, who's the overall fantasy receiver one, Matthew Stafford the same way. Like, all three of those quarterbacks are just playing with their lights out right now. Like, they're going insane, and I think that certainly makes a big factor. It makes it a better viewing experience as well, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, at halftime of the afternoon games, I had a 90% chance to win my fantasy matchup. The problem was I was going against Baker, JSN, and Igbuka, so it didn't work out for me. I lost by like 30. It was wild. I looked and I suddenly went from 90% chance to win to a 1% chance to win. And yeah, thanks for that game. But, you know, my question is, hey, I have a guy in my league who is so upset about A.J. Brown that I could probably take him for basically nothing. Should I trade Cam Scataboo straight up for A.J. Brown, or would that be a mistake?
That's a great question, and I think a lot of people are going to be asking themselves that too. Now, I always want to preface this, given that we'll have a larger audience that might hear this and be like, oh, I have A.J. Brown. Should I trade him away for whatever running back? No, it depends on what your team roster outside looks like. And again, you could message me at JB Fantasy Sports or on X or Twitter or a bunch of my other colleagues, and we'll be glad to help you out with your specific instance. But just in a generality perspective, yeah, I think a guy like Scataboo would be somebody I'd definitely be considering. Most of my leagues, I'm dealing with the Trey Benson part of it, or I lost Martin Hampton right for a month now. Derrick Henry's been underperforming. I had one roster that had Bucky Irving, Chase Brown, and Chuba Hubbard. It's like, I would have loved to not play Chase Brown. I literally haven't had a choice now for multiple weeks. There's probably more attrition right now at the running back position, where if I can get a Cam Scataboo. Now, to be clear, we're doing this conversation on Tuesday. Tyrone Tracy could end up playing Thursday against the Eagles, and if he doesn't, he's certainly coming back and close. And in that scenario, when Tracy is back, I think Scataboo is still the main guy, but it'll be that he's splitting time with Tyrone Tracy, which limits the fantasy value a little bit. Still, though, like I think I would be happy to go ahead and give up what would be conventionally like around 8, 9, 10 pick to get a guy like A.J. Brown. But to me, I think it was no different than Rashee Rice, who a lot of people waited six weeks to go ahead and play after drafting him, what, like round 7, 8, 9. That's kind of how I'm viewing the A.J. Brown thing. And maybe you could say, well, Joe, A.J. Brown hasn't done nearly as much. Technically, Rashee Rice hasn't done anything either this season. Like, he could easily get injured again, or the Chiefs might not be able to incorporate into the offense. Like, we can all project what will happen. But that's the way I would answer that question, is I think of A.J. Brown kind of like how people are using Rashee Rice for a lot of leagues, that at any moment he could end up being a wide receiver two at minimum. And to give a guy like Cam Scataboo, which I feel like has sort of found money, I would be happy to do that.
Joe, before we let you run, I wanted to ask you for some waiver wire targets here, kind of looking at ahead of Wednesday and that deadline, just kind of some players that you want to go scoop up leading into week 6.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think it's a lot of repeats from last week. Now, I'd check to make sure Is Rashad White available? Is Michael Carter available? Rashad White, of course, benefiting with Bucky Irving out. Michael Carter benefiting with Marty Mercado being dumb, but also Trey Benson out for 4 to 6 weeks as well, too. I suspect DeMarcado will get a carry or two. We also saw Bam Knight get a carry or two for the Cardinals, but it was Michael Carter's backfield to lose. And in the case of Michael Carter, he was available in 60% of Yahoo leagues. Rashad White was close to 25%. If both those guys are gone, it gets a little bit bleak. I'm trying to scrape by with a Kendrick Bourne or Ryan Flournoy of Cowboys for a one-week basis if I need receivers. And I really like the tight end group, specifically Mason Taylor, who was one of my guys. I know you guys are familiar with him too down there. I love Mason Taylor coming out of college, and I thought he was going to be basically not quite rookie year Sam Laporta, but something like that. And while we aren't getting the touchdowns, we are seeing the volume now with the Jets offense. There has to be a number two target outside of Garrett Wilson. And I do think it's going to be Mason Taylor. We've seen it the past 2 weeks now. So he's probably my top waiver wire pickup that's available everywhere. And I think he becomes kind of low-end tight end one territory the rest of the way.
All right, great stuff. Joe Bartel, fantasy football expert over at RotoWire. You can follow him at JB Fantasy Sports, also at RotoWire. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
No, thanks, guys, for having me on.
All right, get that. I hope you all got that. Get your waiver claims in. Trade Cam Scataboo for A.J. Brown. That's what I was told right there. So I genuinely was having that conversation this morning. So I'm gonna put that trade in and see if he buys it.
I'm going to be scratching my head all week thinking about if I want to start Njoku, because he looked really good with Dylan Gabriel at quarterback, or if Tucker Kraft coming back from the bye with the Packers, who's been so, so good early on the season. I know that he dealt with a little bit of an injury there, so the last game that he played, he wasn't as productive as maybe he was when he went off against the Commanders, but you know, that's one that I'll be kind of going back and forth between with the pendulum swing. The tight end spot is always really, really tough in fantasy.
It's tough. I had someone try to start Taysom Hill against me last week, and I think it's because they knew I was a New Orleans guy.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
Like, I'm going to get him. Like,
nope.
I would have told you not to do that. As much as I love Taysom Hill, that was not the week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's
behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.